Hey, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad at all. Listen, it's awesome. Yeah, this is a weird episode already. Starting from the get-go, unbeknownst, or I guess Wayne had told us at some point in time that he was...
I don't remember him saying that either.
I don't either. I think he would have reminded us in our text message.
Several times.
Yeah, I don't know. Did he say anything, Orin? I don't remember him telling us.
No, he said that he was going to be gone and he wouldn't be able to be at our production
meeting on Friday
that we have.
Yeah.
But he didn't say, to my recollection, anything about not being able to make it for
the show. Yeah. I'm maybe he did, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago, but you know, I need to be reminded. I know exactly. Yeah. There's so much going on in my life that I
in
can't
our
keep
advanced
track of it.
Age, we yes, need to be reminded exactly. several times.
Advanced age. But apparently Wayne's not going to be here this week. Wayne is actually enjoying camping. He is out with nature. We tried calling him a half hour into our meeting today. I'm like, where the fuck is Wayne? Yeah. So we had to make a phone call and found out that he's actually enjoying himself out in camping.
He's not allowed to do that.
What? He's alive and well. I know. How dare he lead his own life and leave everything to us? But here we are. I'm not even prepared. I have to run the board and everything this week. So I guess, are we ready to get things going, guys?
Brian, that's it. Yeah, let's
get
just
it going. It's the Three Amigos show today. Yes. Gentlemen, let's kick those tires, light those fires, and smack that ass. Let's get it going. Woo!
Woo. Boom!
Welcome to the con.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, guys. As the time of our recording, it is St. Patrick's Day morning, and the three of us are wearing green. I'm so proud of everybody. We didn't even discuss that. It just happened.
Yes, it did.
I didn't even do it on purpose.
I
think subconsciously.
This was on purpose.
It was put in my head somewhere, but.
Yeah, same here.
Someone did say something during the week. Oh, St. Patrick's Day, make sure you wear. Yeah. No, they said, make sure you wear green. I said, I'm not going anywhere. It's Sunday. Why am I going to wear green? I don't care.
That's right. Maybe I want to get pinched. Hey, how about that? Do you ever think of that?
I do have to go to the store later. So,
speaking of the subconscious, I think Sarah was like, oh, yeah, we're cooking because tonight we're doing corned beef and cabbage. So we're going to do that. And maybe
I'm on the next fight out.
Yeah. And then I went upstairs and I put my Chicago Cubs hat that is actually green. In honor of the military. So there you go. We're all green today. St. Patty's Day. Even though when we release this, it'll be what? The 20th?
Something
like that. But anyway, today's show,
also,
guys.
I know he doesn't listen and he probably doesn't even know about it because I don't think I've told him, but happy birthday to my Uncle Brett.
Hey, happy birthday. Woo! Let's give him the horns. Oh, man. So today's show, Brian, what do we got for the folks today? I think we're going to be brief today, of all things. That's rarity for us.
Without Wayne, what's the point? No, just kidding.
You're a rudderless ship.
That's right. We have a BO report today.
Woo-woo! Yes, woo-woo! I know. It's been a second. Yeah. We don't have BO. In fact, I got to make sure I have the bumper all. Okay, yes, I've got the bumper. All right, cool.
Of course you have the bumper because Orin sounds amazing in it.
Yes, he does, always. But yes, we have a BO report, and that's pretty much what we're going to be doing this week. A couple of things that we want to just kind of get the show off on a foot. Brian, after last week's episode with the hot quickies, do you care to share what your experience was after the fact? Because I have some definite feelings and some definite things that were going on in my body that oh my God.
I had a rough day. So here's where I was caught off guard. I felt fine after the show.
Yeah.
Immediately after the show, I felt fine. I ate. I went and did some errands. Felt fine. It wasn't until about 6 hours later where, I felt a little rumble. A little rumble in the stomach. And, which was to be expected, right? Because it's not my first time doing a spicy challenge with the boys here. And these things tend to happen. But it was... It came on strong and quick, and it was cramping. Like I didn't want to stand straight up, cramping.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't go away. It was relentless. So, went to try to use the restroom.
Yeah.
And nothing was happening. Dude, which was okay. concerning for me.
Okay.
Because I was feeling like I need this out of my body. And, yes. And the thing is too, my biggest fear is I wasn't home at the time. I hate public restrooms. I hate, you know, like I am not one of, like I'm one of those guys.
We've talked about this.
I am one of those guys who will hold it for 8 hours to come home and poop
unleash.
In peace.
Yeah.
Right. And poop in peace. Right. This is
gods.
My domain. Yes. This is my bomb shelter. Yeah. I will destroy it how I see fit. And, so like, this is one of those, you know, pull the cord for emergency situations. I thought, oh my God, I have to go into this disgusting thing. And maybe my body just subconsciously knew I didn't want to shit here. Because nothing happened.
Where were you at? Where was this at when you had to poop?
So I took the kid, he right. I took the kids to a bookstore. It was a Barnes and Noble, which was disgusting. By the way, you're like, who would have thought?
Barnes and Noble. You would have had the book already right there. You just could have grabbed one off
no.
the shelf.
I brought that in.
Exactly.
I needed these hands free. I had no idea what I was going to expect. I didn't touch anything. So, I was just
Barnes
like
and Noble.
You asked.
Could have grabbed an encyclopedia.
Oh man, it was
or dictionary. Hey, that's where I. That's my go-to.
Yeah, why don't I say encyclopedia?
I'm just dreading. And so finally, when I realized nothing's happening, and like I'm having problems, like I look like I was hit in the gut with a baseball bat. Like yeah. I am like I needed a walker. Mm-hmm. And finally, I just kind of gave my kids that look like, hey guys, we gotta go. You know, like, so we left. I got home just fine. Again, nothing happened at home. I was disappointed and in pain. And I pulled one of those moves that you do when you're drunk, and I forced myself to throw up.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I
really?
Did. Which didn't take a whole lot of forcing. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that happened, I felt a lot better. And then things started moving a short time later, the other way. I felt better. I called it a night after that.
When you threw
I felt
up,
fine the next day.
When you threw up, was it spicy on the way back up?
Yeah, it was.
Was it really?
Uh-huh.
Ugh. Oh my God. And what about on the back end? Did you feel any repercussions there?
Less on the back end. It was more coming back up that I felt it. So,
and, so did you have to relive all of that, like that constant heat and that constant like pain?
No, like after, you know, like after you do something like that, you know, I, drink some water, brush my teeth and stuff. Like I felt fine after that, but to be honest with you, it was more of a relief because the cramping had stopped.
Oh, that's good.
So I was able to kind of like stretch out and lie down in a, you know, like find a comfortable spot and then just, you know, like don't talk to me, don't touch me, just need to be here for a while. Spent the night, you know, that way. The next day I felt fine. And I'm like, wow, I've never felt this way before after something like this, which is maybe I'm just getting older.
No, I think it was that second one, man. We were like, the first one was cool, but then that second one was just like it was too much.
It was the bomb because I felt sick after that the first time too.
Agreed. I was the same way. My stomach, again, I had that same cramping that you had. I had this cramping.
It was
like
I didn't
constant.
Want to straight up, right? Yeah. It was like it bent me over.
Yes. And that cramping kind of kept me up all night. However, I did not have the problem that you did. I was able to go. In fact, I go like once a day. Right when I get up, I drink coffee and then boom, I'm like done. All right,
pretty
let's start my day. Yes, exactly. I had to go 3 times within 12 hours.
Oh,
3
wow.
times in 12 hours. That's how much it fucked me up, man. 3 times in 12 hours. And I did not feel it come out of the other end. So it was like, I was expecting that whole rectal burn thing.
Right.
And
right.
that rectal burn thing never showed up. It was there. It was not there at all, which I was to my surprise. However,
aging rectal burn.
This is fucking weird, man. Maybe I need to go to the doctor because I drank a lot of water and everything.
Burn?
No, I felt the burn somewhere else. The burn somewhere else.
Oh.
I peed and I felt the burn there. And no, I have not had sex. It's not chlamydia. It's nothing like that. I have noticed this over a couple of like when I have really, really spicy stuff, for some strange reason, when I pee, I get a little of that like hot sauce burn there. And it's like, maybe I have something medically wrong with me, right, but
your pipes are crossed.
TMI, exactly. Yes. My pipes are definitely crossed. But I mean, I've been accused of that in the past, and this is nothing new. So it is what it is. But yeah, I could not believe I had to go 3 times afterwards. But I want to give everybody an update on my peep taco challenge. Brian, I suspect you're fucking behind this, and that's why I need to change the rules on this. Oh, bullshit. We announced this week that we had 25% more in listenership, I think it was downloads, but we need to change that rule because I'm going to explain why.
You came up with this.
I know I did. Now I'm fucking regretting it.
Don't you think if I had anything to do with our downloading power, I would have used it already?
I don't know. Brian, you've got magical family, like you've got people hidden away for like on your reserves. Whenever you need them, you call them up and then they magically appear and make shit happen.
Brian, you do little calculated sneaky attacks.
Yeah, he does. He's totally like stealth about it. Whenever something comes up that he needs the family, they're fucking there right there for him. And I think you're behind my peep taco madness here.
Well, for a comment like that, I'm glad you're going to be eating peep tacos.
No, I'm not going to be eating peep tacos. What? This is the caveat. We noticed that there was one person in a certain city that downloaded our episodes, 36 of them this week, which is great. Okay. It's awesome. But I'm looking for more listeners. And quite frankly, I feel like we should.
Now.
Oh, whatever. So you are behind it.
I'm just telling you. You said you are what behind the rules it. Are. What city was this? Because I'm not aware. What city was this?
It was Hawthorne, California.
Okay.
Do you have family in Hawthorne?
Of course I do. I have family in LA.
You see? Oh, you did. You put that fucking, you put it out there.
No, you put it out there. You said it on the show.
No. We need to change it from downloads to unique listeners. So
can't
that's
change
where
it
I'm
now. You've already promised.
That. I have not promised anything. Well, I said within the next 2 weeks. I said next 2 weeks. And again, just share it out there.
For the Easter show.
Yes. No, yeah, that's going to line up, right? Yeah, that will line up for Easter. So, again, peep tacos, if you can get more unique listeners, 25%
more. You can't change the rules. We need a poll question now. Are you allowed to change the rules?
I can. I will change the rules. Okay, yes, we'll put that as our poll question, and then whatever you guys say, we will go with. I wanted more downloads, and we got more downloads. Right.
So thank you to that one person
in Hawthorne that single-handedly confined me to my taco.
Do we not ask our fans to tell friends and other friends? That would happen in other cities.
Yeah, you're right. But I want them to spread the love. I want to see listeners, not just downloads. I want to see listeners, unique listeners.
How do you know that this is not a unique listener?
Because you can see that in the actual stats, just because they're in the same city doesn't mean, like, even if they're No. It says unique listener one, 36 downloads. That one person did 36 downloads.
Fantastic. What a fan. Thank you, whoever that was, for listening to our show. Tony will not express it right now because I'm not, but you know, don't let Tony's negativity right now and his fear of peeps turn you off of our show.
Please.
He made a promise. We'll make sure that he upholds it.
I thought peeps were discontinued, weren't they?
I heard a report that
they were going to be discontinued.
There are peeps soda
now. Check that out. That'd be awesome. Hold on.
No, there's peeps soda now. There's all kinds of different flavor. Like peeps have like doubled down on their marketing or something like that because I see things everywhere.
Maybe they changed the dye or something.
No, you're right, Oren. It was back in It was back in 2020 during COVID. They were discontinued through Halloween. Yeah. So it was like four years ago that happened. I know.
They're going strong now.
Dude. Oh my God. I just read a story. I don't think I can do this anymore, guys. I think I'm out of the peak taco challenge. I read, I just Peeps candies asked to remove red dye 3 for marshmallow treats over cancer concerns. Oh
yeah, no, that's what it was.
Trust me, that bomb you put on there will kill that cancer concern.
That is true. That is true.
Well, wait, wasn't it the bomb beyond, or it was the second
beyond
one? Right?
Beyond
the bomb was sort of a dump. The bomb was sort of a dud.
That was like
right?
the mildest that one we had.
Yeah, yeah, the ghost pepper one was very mild.
I got
mild.
More burned from the Tabasco sauce.
Same here. Dude, even like I even got more from the sriracha, quite frankly, right. than the ghost pepper. I was like waiting for the ghost pepper to hit and never right. fucking hit. And but that Beyond Insanity, that is some fucking trashy shit. I mean, that is like, oh
That's
my
the
God.
Hottest thing ever.
It is the hottest thing ever. And you live with it for
yeah.
for hours upon right. hours. So
yeah,
if right. you're ever thinking about doing it, just know that it is a long time commitment. So
it is.
This is ridiculous.
Right. Clear right. your calendar.
Now on to some really, really serious news, guys. So everybody, we've been hearing that term shrinkflation. Haven't you heard it? Before.
I was wondering, I saw this note on Notion, and I was wondering what this topic was about. But I have heard of shrinkage. Is that the same thing?
It's shrinkflation. It's basically, so the companies, they will charge you the same price for whatever product that they have. However, they're giving you less of it. Thereby increasing their profits, thereby right. increasing their...
That Big Mac ain't so big anymore. Let me yes. just tell you.
Exactly. And you see it with your candy bars. If you've noticed uh-huh. that your candy bars were at once, like in the 80s, were at a certain weight, they're now smaller, and you're paying more for them. Which I understand. I can say, we'll see why people would do this. It's still evil in my way, in my opinion, but it is what it is. We can't really stop it. However, the shrinkflation has gone way too fucking far. It has finally affected me in a very deep and meaningful manner, and we need to stop it like now. We
once
need to stop
it
now.
Once it affects you, Tony.
Yeah, once over. It affects me, we right. all know. It's gone too far. It's war. Guys, I have this secret like obsession. I don't know if it's secret or not, but
I love you too, Tony.
Yeah.
That's not a secret. We both know your two's romance.
I have this obsession with a certain fast food item at a certain restaurant, and it's Taco Bell. And I love what? Go ahead, Warren.
No, go ahead. No, finish. I was thinking Del Taco in my head.
Oh yeah, no, I love Del Taco too. I love their like chicken soft tacos, right? I mean, we've talked about how much I love that. But yeah. since I don't have that out here, I'm now obsessed with chicken quesadillas. Okay. And whenever I order chicken quesadilla, I ask for extra cheese. And it's my little guilty treat. I love that pepper sauce that they put on there, that sauce that they have. I just love it. It just makes me so happy. So this past week, I go. And I decide I'm going to sneak off and not tell anybody and just indulge in my little secret fantasy of just eating a fucking chicken quesadilla and just living my best
just
life.
You, like a squirrel in a tree.
It is. That's what it's pretty just, much spot
you
on.
You found your nut.
Exactly. And I sit there and I right. pull into a,
just
like I go
weird
through the
man in the park.
Exactly. I go bench. Through the.
You're in another town. They don't even know you're here.
I go to the drive-thru, I get my thing, and you think that I'd be driving on the road eating it? No, I pull into a fucking spot in the parking lot, and right. you're right. It's
Where's
just that
the shade?
Nut.
Where's the shade?
Let me just enjoy this sin for right. myself. It's just, let me have my alone
put
time.
Put on a Blink album, and you're there. There's the sun reflectors up in the windows.
So I'm underneath this tree and I'm like, I'm ready for this whole thing. I'm like, yes, it's been a long time. And it was still the same price. It was like, it was, you know, usually around $6. So I'm like, sweet, getting ready to kind of like feast on this and have this own little pity party or this little party of quesadilla enjoyment to myself. I open up the bag. I go deep because they usually put the quesadilla on the bottom of the bag. So I'm going down there.
It's the liner.
Yes, exactly. It's like where it kind of holds everything together.
That's right.
I think they
right.
do that on purpose to heat everything right. else up in the inside the bag.
They don't want the grease coming through the bag in case you get like fries or tacos that have exploded. Or right, right. This yes. is a this is reinforcement for the bag.
It is. It really is, and it's a heater. It's a self-contained heater. So I get to the bottom of the bag, I pull it out, and I fucking kid you not, I pull this quesadilla out, Brian. It is fucking now half the size of what it used to be, Brian. It was half the fucking size. It is no longer this big, glorious quesadilla that I used to get. It is now fucking a half of the fucking gloriness that it used to be. The glory, it was just, it was amazing. It was perfect. And now it is nothing but more than a fucking folded up taco with some chicken and cheese in it. It is absolutely ridiculous. Shrinkflation has gone too far. God damn it. We need to stop it. And it needs, this is a crime on humanity. It needs to stop right now.
As your future campaign manager for when Salazar and Bell run for office.
Yes.
We need to start a list of things, the real issues that need to change in this nation. And Shrink Nation is one of them.
Yes.
You got to put your quesadilla on that list. I have a few ideas myself of
okay.
things that of your campaign that I would like to see changed in this great nation of ours.
Okay.
And you two can make it happen. So we've got to get a list going. And for when you decide to run in 2028 and, these issues have got to be addressed.
This is going to be a number one, the issue that right. I'm going to take on. Shrinkflation right. needs
Shrinkflation.
To stop. It is evil. It is, you have gone too far with my beloved fucking Taco Bell chicken quesadilla. God damn it. It is now war. You have now issued war.
We did not become the most obese nation in the world by accident. It took
exactly.
work, dedication, commitment, and we will not let somebody with shrinkflation take that from us.
Exactly. Those fucking monsters, man.
Right?
Those fucking monsters up in
right.
Wall Street. How dare they? How dare they go after my fucking beloved
right.
chicken quesadillas?
Leave our quesadillas alone, everybody.
Yes.
Right?
Keep Leave it
candy
alone.
Bars big. Yo, what happened to the Big Mac? Live up to the name. Just,
and all the air in your potato chips. It's
just,
not, a, you know, what happened to full yeah. bags of potato chips?
It's
that
all about
doesn't
false
exist
advertising
anymore.
Really now.
It
I
is.
Mean,
it is
false
all
advertising
fucking-
has become a thing. Nobody wants to call out the big establishment except for you two. You two are the warriors. You two are the... are the giant slayers. You know, you guys are David versus Goliath. You guys can handle these issues, and this
yes.
is why this country
People
needs you guys.
Elect us. Yes.
This country
People
needs you
us.
Guys.
We have a
well,
cape
heroes.
Also.
Not all born. Heroes wear capes, but they should eat a real size so. Quesadilla, damn it.
Yeah. Well, that's right up there with, it's a different thing. I can't remember what they called it, the technical term for it, but Wendy's. I think they've walked it back since. But did you guys hear Wendy's was?
Yep.
They got like these new screens for their drive-thrus.
Yeah.
And then they thought, oh crap! Well, we don't have enough money to pay for these screens. So what they were gonna do was like, say you go to Wendy's and get a, I don't know, what are they called? Their Dave's,
like, or Baconators. That's the
Baconators
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you go like at basically. Sort of like what, you know, a company that Tony used to work for and we're doing, you know, the peak hours.
Yes.
It's like they have different prices.
Yes. Based on your peak. Yeah. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like,
you know, but
really?
that's smart though. You understand where you're hurting and you make it enticing to draw people in, right? That's just good marketing and good business.
A fucking Baconator should be a Baconator no matter what. It doesn't matter what time of the fucking day I crave it.
On,
oh,
yeah,
are you
if,
kidding?
You know, if you go
if
at 10
I know
in the morning,
that, yeah, if I know that
and you get
the
it,
price
it's like
be
$6
reduced,
and yeah. then you go at 2 in the afternoon and it's 12.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's like,
well,
you know,
no, that's just going to only encourage me to wait an hour and
dude,
get it at half price.
Or an hour or
so it goes
you
back
have
down.
To. Yeah, or you're gonna get it in the morning. You're gonna eat a Baconator at fucking just because you could save $3 on it at 10 o'clock as opposed to 2. Fuck that. That's fucking wrong. Yeah. That is wrong. There should be the price should be I mean, the price. There's
out, all right.
No, I get it. I get it, Oren. You're right. This pricing for Optimum Windows, it's fucking ridiculous. And by the way, Wendy's kind of pulled it back. You said, but they never committed to saying that that's not where they're going with it. They just were like, we're looking at it.
Yeah,
we're
getting this backlash. We're gonna, maybe we'll rethink that.
Yeah, and then we're gonna sneak it out when it's not in the news cycle anymore, and then you guys are really fucked. Same thing with my chicken quesadillas. God damn it, this needs to fucking stop. The madness, Oren. We have. Right. You know what our song is gonna be? Our slogan, our campaign song.
What?
City Hall by Tenacious D. That is our. That is our campaign song. That you heard it here first, people. Yes. When we start campaigning, that's the song. So if you really want to listen to all the changes we're gonna make, listen to City Hall.
I'm gonna listen to it after the show. I'm gonna see what
you have
about.
To
for the people right. down in the streets.
Yes. Anyway, right. Okay.
Justice warriors.
And then
you
we'll peek out our little heads.
We are. We know what the real problems in America are, right?
Totally. Right. And if we don't fix the little shit, the big shit keeps growing, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Keep the people happy. That's what we want in an elected official.
Happy.
We want to be happy. Here
and
are
the, fat.
Here are the issues. Well, come on. I mean, we're all jolly, right?
Yes, we are. Especially at this age. Yes. Isn't that what they're calling it now? When we're happy and we're fat and we're old? Jolly?
Yeah, right? I'm at the age now where I'm supposed to be fat and jolly.
If you're hat. Jesus. All right, guys. I wanted to let everybody know about a movie I saw this past week. Brian said last week that it's always about Tony's interest, and you know what? He's right. So this movie that I want everybody to go see is, Oren, have you seen it already?
I have not, but my Garen, my youngest brother, which actually happy birthday tomorrow, Garen.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday.
he saw it, and he actually asked me to go with him, but I was just out of it that day. Yeah. So, but yeah, no, I heard it's like,
yeah, this movie, I talk about storytelling and I talk about how it's missing in Hollywood and all of this other stuff. I saw a film called American Fiction with Jeffrey Wright in it. And when you see the trailer, you think that this movie is going to be a riot. It's going to be hysterical. And I love when you see a trailer and it really doesn't even scratch the surface of the film. And this is exactly what the trailer did for this. It got me interested. I watched the film this week. You can now download it for streaming. It's called American Fiction. And it is by far, I think it's my favorite film that I've seen last year. So, I mean this year, but it was out of 2023. It is fantastic. It is a great film. And I loved every single minute of it. It is the characters are just so well developed. It is such a great story. So if you haven't, check it out, American Fiction with Jeffrey Wright.
About?
It is worth it. It is about a black writer that he's a novelist, and he writes these novels that are not really gaining any traction. So what he decides to do is he sees a peer of his that is making millions off of her book, and it's basically an exploitation kind of novel. And he decides to kind of steal that or borrow from it and make a really dumb, stupid story. And then when he makes this dumb, stupid story with all of these tropes and all of these, like all of the shit that you kind of associate that Hollywood associates with the African-American culture, he starts incorporating all of this stuff. And lo and behold, the thing becomes a fucking blockbuster. They want to make movies out of it. They want to do all of this other shit. He's like sitting here trying to say, the whole reason I made this book was I was poking fun at all of this. And all of a sudden, he's got this cash cow on. And he's trying to struggle that as an artist and as somebody that needs the cash. So it is a great story. I think you would love it. It's fun time. And it's also a really thought-provoking film as well. So. All right. I guess on to the next thing. Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
No, I said let's go on to another one of your topics, the Oscars.
I don't have anything to say about the Oscars this year. I mean, there's all kind of
a question about.
Okay,
the Oscars.
Go ahead.
Does anybody really care anymore?
Apparently, they had one of the biggest crowds watching the show in years. So I don't know. I don't care. I didn't even watch it. I don't watch
what?
It anymore.
You so, used yeah. to tell yeah. me, yeah. I don't yeah. know if this is still true, but I remember this conversation with you. That you used to hold Oscar parties. That you used to, this was like a big event for you every year.
It wasn't, I never hold, we did, Sarah and I would make always like a good dinner and we would sit down and
you
we would watch
You would make
yeah.
it a point
yeah.
Leading up to the Oscars, I don't know how far in advance, but to watch the films that were nominated.
Yes.
And
you're right.
I would always just think when you told me about this, the party sounded fun, mm-hmm. but man, watching some of these films leading up to the nominations, just what a boring ass time that would be.
No.
I mean, most of these films are just god awful boring.
They're great just, films. They are good. They're good films.
You have to say that. You're the film guy. You have to say that.
I don't have to say that. And the reason, I'll be quite frank, why I don't, the Oscars are not, I don't give a shit about them anymore, quite frankly, is it all because of the slap 2 years ago. It just took me out of the whole thing. I don't really fucking care.
Why these did people that take you out?
Because these are people that are, they really think that they know what's going on in America, and they really think that they know kind of how everything is affected and how the arts can help us. These people have no fucking clue. They're some of the most morally corrupt individuals in the entire world. And this all feeds into ego, and it all feeds into their narcissism. And why bother? I understand it is an art form, and yes, but should art forms really be rewarded at this point? I'm kind of getting to this point where art should be something that is celebrated throughout. And why do we have to pick this or that, or make this the best of this or this the best of that? All to kind of inflate egos and to perpetuate this narcissistic behavior of these folks in their ivory towers. That's where I'm at. So that is kind of why I'm out of the whole, go ahead.
I totally get it. I love sports, right? I watch ESPN yeah. all the time. I watch sporting events, athletes. I love athletes in every sport. And they are influencers. But when they start talking about like political stuff or things like something that's not really related to their sport, I couldn't care less. Like I wish people would stop asking them that, and they have their own opinions. They're people too. Yeah, and stuff like
everybody
that. Of course
have
they
their
do.
Opinion.
And I'm not against, it's not even that I disagree with their message. Right. Cause some of them, I totally see their point on certain topics, but I like you because you play a sport really well, much better than I can ever do it. You entertain me through your sport. Yeah. And really anything else, I'm just like I'm not here for that. You know,
it's yeah.
I want to watch you throw a ball through a hoop or skate really fast
or hit a ball out of the park.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Do all of that
absolutely.
Shit.
Like
for
you
as many
are
yards as you
amazing.
Can.
You are yeah. amazing at this. Yeah. Right. And I like seeing that. And I'm like, vote for shrinkage. You know, we need smaller quesadillas. I don't want to hear any of that.
I wish, but if they were into that, I'd be into it.
Yeah, so that's, totally right.
Again, I have just found that, I found out, with the Oscars too, you had these certain individuals, a certain individual that is now in jail, that was accused during the whole Me Too movement of all of these horrendous
of awful
crimes.
Things. Yeah.
Yes. Of awful
and
things.
That person and, should be in jail.
Yes, 100%. But you find out that person started having, yeah, exactly. He had this power in Hollywood over all of these people, and everything went through him, and he was the real deal mover, and he was the thing that he would make things happen in that town using corrupt ways. And again, why celebrate that egotistical, narcissistic way of viewing things? So that's the one thing I just people just need to understand. Sometimes look behind the surface
how,
a little
how
bit.
How do we
do
make the
dig.
Oscars better? Because here's my point behind this question. I believe that these actors and the studios behind it and everybody behind the scenes, they should get rewarded for their work.
Yes.
Right? Especially when it is amazing. You know, like, yeah, like there should be a category. Like, how do we make it better?
I think that why not leave it to the people? I mean, if instead of leaving it to the Academy, why not leave it to the people and have the people vote on whatever they think is the greatest film or whatever they think is the thing.
Oren,
like what the People's Choice Awards is supposed to be.
Oren, let me ask you, because I know you are close to the situation.
Adjacent,
fine, but closer than I would.
Fine. Yeah, closer than us. Exactly.
Closer than me. Yeah. Like, how do you feel about the Oscars and how do you like I believe that these people put in a hard work creating.
Yes.
And it's 100%
right.
Starts with the creation. So there should be an award. Like what would that look like in your eyes?
I don't know.
To be honest, how do you feel about the Oscars now? Do you watch the Oscars?
Oh no, I don't watch the Oscars. No.
Do you watch any of those award shows with it has to do with Hollywood?
You know, I used to, but no, I don't. Now, selfishly, maybe if you know, like my brother or
if
my
your
dad
brother
or
was nominated for anything, I would absolutely watch it.
Hell yeah.
I would watch it.
Yeah. I mean, one year my dad was nominated for Tony. So I watched, you know, the
Tony Awards
then. But I used to be genuinely interested in them. But now it's just like, I put it in the same category as, you know, go back to sports, All-Star games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a big All-Star fan either.
That's actually great correlation.
But yeah. I think instead of like this big, you know, getting everyone, you know, pat my back and, you know, if you do good, if, you know, just a simple, like, you know, say you have a TV show that's like number one in the rankings, you know, for da 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 da, da, you know, just be noticed for that. But like,
you know what?
I don't think you have to have a big old thing about it. You know, maybe just, you know, but something sent to the production company.
Or why don't you celebrate those people that are the hard workers and those people that are the good people in the industry? Because there are a lot of good people in that industry. And I've seen it firsthand. Yeah. Everything always seems to overshadow those good people. And to me, it's just, I think voting, I wish there was a way for the people can have a choice in that. Exactly. But, you know, who knows? Anyway,
you know what category I do respect? There's two, right? And one is the like Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes.
And, you know, and I think these people are, there hasn't, I haven't seen one yet that I didn't think was deserving. They, you know, they absolutely, they put in a hard work to entertain us for their lifetime, and they should be recognized for that. And then it's always kind of sad, but you know, they always give that homage to
The in memoriam.
Yeah, right. The people who have passed throughout the year. And I think it's kind of nice to give them that kind of send off. And recognize that the industry that they worked in appreciated what they did during their lifetime. So I always found that kind of satisfying.
So are you saying that the Oscars should be just be an in memoriam and
no,
a,
but those
and
are two
the legacy. That's it. That's all. That would be the award ceremony. And plus, it would probably only take maybe an hour instead of this 3 hours hours.
You know, yeah, just tone it back. Basically, I mean, in the past, it used to be real simple. You know, you did da 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 da, and they used to be like hour shows or whatever.
Yes.
I think you're right. I think the fans should decide. Yeah. You know, and for things that are harder for the fans to decide, because I got to be honest with you, I don't know what the best boy does. You know, I always look, you know, it's weird because I always sit, you know,
but there's no category for best boy. There should be.
I know. Isn't. But what Marvel's taught me is that I sit through the credits, right? Because I want to see the next 30-second little sneak peek of whatever's going to happen, right? So while I'm sitting there, I always look for the best boy, and I always read their name. And to this day, I can always look it up because, you know, like I have Google. This device that can tell me any question I want. I do not know what the best boy does. How does one become a best boy? What do I have to go to school to be a best boy? What is a best boy? Right? I've heard of a best man in a wedding. I've heard of a maid of honor. You know, like, what does a best boy on a film do? So I've always wondered that. Am I too old to be a best boy? I don't know. I don't know these questions. You know, and why isn't there a best boy category?
There actually should be a, you know what there should be? Because these people work fucking hard and I've seen it firsthand.
Sure.
Whenever you look through the credits and you see the assistant too.
Yes.
Fuck it. Those people. There needs to be a fucking assistant.
Because you
the
know,
best assistant
they're getting
of the year.
Coffee for 150 yeah, people.
No, right? they're not only dealing with that. They're dealing with everybody else's
right,
shit.
Right.
And they have to then bring it to
right,
whoever they're assisting.
Shit rolls downhill.
Exactly.
Right? Right?
And it all comes
and
to the
lands
assistant.
Lands on to the assistant too. And then the
exactly,
best boys.
Yeah. The best. We need a best boy category and a best assistant
yes,
of the year category.
Yes.
So again,
the
that's
true
what we
heart,
need.
The true backbone of Hollywood.
Exactly. You're exactly. Those are the true heroes
yes,
of Hollywood.
Yes. This, right, these films do not get made without yeah, these people.
Without the best boy. Yeah, the backbone.
Yes.
Speaking of shows and films, just to mm-hmm, sort of, I want to, everybody, season 4 of Walker.
Yeah.
April 3rd.
Woo-woo!
Yes! Woo-woo!
Horns.
That's in 2 weeks, people. Horns.
Yes.
Maybe we should see if Kobe wants to come on and promote. I mean, yeah, put it through there and we'll see. I mean, granted, our crowd's only about 20 people, but hey, let's, if he wants to touch 20 people.
During that
who
peep
knows,
episode. It's
exactly. Yeah, there we go. Our peep extravaganza, our Easter extravaganza, our spring extravaganza is what we should call that.
No,
our spring fling.
I just, that's more on me, I think. It's not just like finalizing a time saying, hey, you know, could you come on in this day?
Oh, yeah, don't beat yourself up about it. We really haven't really been right, pressing for it. But hey, now
we're making a lot of decisions now that Wayne's not
yeah,
on the show.
That's right. Wayne. No, I won't finish that. Never mind. Anyway.
No, we need you, Wayne.
Come back.
Please.
Wayne, come back.
Come
that, that's what
come
I was going to say.
Wayne.
Come back.
Come back. All right, guys. So what do you think of the Oscars? Let us know. You can always send us an email, info@theknowledgeofnothing.com. But you know what? It is now time for everybody's favorite segment of the week. Without Wayne, I don't know. He's going to have to make us laugh, but I mean, that makes it easy. So here you go. Without further ado.
Yes, it is another week, as you just said. Now I'm just... anyway. No, I had this whole big thing, and Wayne screwed it up.
So you are know, you going to give us your shitty jokes? Let's hear your really bad ones.
I was going to go into the whole thing. Well, I mean, I could tell you guys, and he could just hear it when he hears it. You know, my resolution was to make Wayne laugh 5 times, right?
Yep.
So, but I never said it had to be in the jokes.
Oh,
because, you know, okay. I'm convinced Wayne's like a robot. He doesn't, you know, he'll crack sometimes, but he won't, you know, when it comes to the jokes.
Right. It's game face, but, right? Like, he knows when to turn it off, right? Like,
yeah. But when I've said my little wise cracks and, like, you know, just when we're talking, he's cracked up sometimes. So I'm amending my
sweet, your New Year's resolution.
My New Year's resolution, because I have already made him laugh 5 times.
Yes. All right. So then that's a win. So should we give you the horns? Should we give you the horns? All right. Let's do the horns. Yeah. There you go. He's already made it happen, folks.
You know, congratulations, like the Oscars.
This show is full of amendments. Tony's now not going to do the peep taco thing. Yo, or where
I said I'm going to. I'm going to do it.
I do agree with you.
We're leaving it to the people. Just like we said in the Oscars, we're leaving it to the people to decide.
They have downloaded.
No, the people will.
Like you asked.
One person.
Like you
asked. Your uncle twice removed, three times down the line. Whatever.
Are you saying that my family doesn't count? My family has been a big supporter of this show.
They have been a big supporter. I'm not saying that. But whenever the peep taco came into play, Brian made phone call.
Did I not? Do a peep challenge?
What?
I have done a peep challenge for this
you
show.
You have done a peep challenge. So we are really getting with down ketchup, to the nitty gritty. This is a Brian move.
No,
Brian
it's not.
Is fucking stacked
no,
bullshit.
Not.
Bullshit.
You're
you
just
can't
a sore loser.
You've got somebody that lives in your family in Hawthorne.
So
there's 36 downloads. The peep challenge, because you did a peep challenge. Now I have to do a peep challenge.
You, dude, this all this was your idea. And now that somebody said they abided by your rules and regulations, now that somebody's done that, now you're upset about
we're gonna
it.
We're going to leave that to the people. We're going to leave that to the people. Dude,
have already spoken.
Somebody put something fishy in my quesadilla, and we're going to fucking find out. That's right. We're going to find out right now. Anyway, sorry, Oren, to distract and take
Oren.
Away from your beautiful bugaboo factory. Hey,
it's all right. That's, you know, anything more interesting than anything I'm going to say, probably. I've amended my resolution. That's already done.
Sweet.
So, you know, what does that mean? Absolutely nothing. I'm still going to do, you know, stupid shit. So
yes.
Here we go.
Woo! All right.
Going off, you know, but I did change things up a little bit, guys. I mentioned it in the past and I never did. You know, I'm just gonna say stupid shit now. It may be jokes, it may be you know, little sayings. But so with that being said, guys, what do you call a lost polar bear in the jungle? Or never mind. I remember my own joke. What do you call polar bear?
See, you
bear
got
us
laughing
jungle?
Already.
I'm screwing it up. You know, all right. Let's see.
Well,
let's talk about squirrels. Guys, have you noticed that squirrels always look like they always look and act like it's their first day being a squirrel?
Just really? You
know, yeah. Have you ever seen a squirrel? They sit there and they run in the street and they're like, then they get up on their legs and they're like, whoa, 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 what? It's like, oh, I'm a squirrel. Really? Yeah. You know,
it's kind of true. Yeah. Like they never know. They never have a fucking game plan. It's just like, oh, whatever. Oh, nuts. Okay. Nuts. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you know,
okay.
You know, but one thing, you know, I don't like, guys, is people who pronounce the word vase like vase. Makes me just want to punch them in the foz.
You know. I don't have a rim shot. God bless America. I don't have the.
That one would
have
got way.
Yeah,
that one totally would have got way. That's good.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't work with that way. But anyway, hey guys, do you think jellyfish are mad that there's no peanut butter fish?
What?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I can see that.
Just saying, you know.
Yeah, but then people with peanut allergies going to go in the ocean.
You got a point there.
Wow. Yeah.
How dare you put logic to my nonsense? guys, what do you say to a hitchhiker with one leg?
What?
Hop in. Oh man. Oh, all right. Geez. And let's see before I get lost here. Just one more. Hey guys, why do scuba divers
Oh, there we go. Hey. I found it, guys. I did find it.
Hey guys, if it's already built, why is it called a building? Who knows?
That is a good question. You know what that? You know what that deserves? That deserves. Hold on. There you go.
All right, just one more here before we get into some facts. Guys, why do scuba divers fall backwards out of the boat?
Actually, I know the real reason to this, but I'm curious to see what you say.
I have no idea. Yeah,
because if they fell forward, they'd still be in the boat.
Oh, shoot, you know.
All right, and I'll leave you guys with one last thing. You know, toilet paper plays an important role in my life. Anyway, okay.
That would have gotten Wayne, I think.
Yes.
I think that would have gotten Wayne. That was a Wayne, yeah.
All right, so how about some facts here? Just got a few facts. You know, our old friend Chuck Norris. You know, Chuck Norris. Apparently, Chuck Norris is so tough that his real first name doesn't even is scared of it. Chuck Norris's first name is Carlos.
Is that right?
Are you kidding me?
Really?
Is it really?
Yeah, that's, you know, the internet wouldn't lie.
That's true. They wouldn't lie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God, he's right. His name is Carlos Ray Norris. Yeah. His name is Carlos. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, okay, interesting.
Carlos Rain. Rain is his middle name.
Ray. No, Ray.
Oh,
Ray.
Ray.
Carlos Ray. Ray. Yeah.
Sort of like Charlie Sheen with Carlos. He's Carlos. Hey, Mickey Mouse, you know, someone we're near and dear to. You know, he has a sister.
No.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Apparently, yeah. What? And Mickey Mouse apparently has a sister named Amelia Field Mouse.
Really? I got to look that up. Okay, hold on, hold on.
Yeah. Amelia Field Mouse.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay, yeah. Wow.
I don't know if there's any ever artist. Is there like an artist rendering of her?
Yeah, there is. There is. There's actually a picture of her.
I'll draw one.
Here, here,
that's good.
Here, I'll share it. I'll share it. I'll share it. Yeah. Let me share it with you guys real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Right here. Look at that. There she is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. She looks like Max.
but with women hair. She looks like a really weird, like, hybrid of, like, Max and
Goofy.
Max and Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's going on there, people? I don't know. Don't question everything, but looks like it's pretty weird. It is a Amelia Field Mouse. Wow. Had no
idea.
Is
she wearing Crocs?
It looks like she's wearing Crocs.
Yeah. But were Crocs around back then? I don't know.
No, this is
just crazy. Look at that. Yeah. Wow, she's very odd. I'll just put it at that.
Yeah.
She's very, very odd. She looks like she's about a
She looks like she's older than Mickey. Like she's the older sister.
Yeah, the older sister, right? Let's find out. Is she?
I like the little handbag that they always got her in the pictures that you're showing.
Yeah, okay. She is a older sister.
Older sister.
You got that right. Okay. Yeah, there you go, Brian.
See? Hey.
Wow.
Dang.
All right.
Well, all right. Just a few more here so we, you know, move on. Hey, did you guys ever wonder what, you ever hear a song and it's like this a song and you they hit this note or just, it just gives you the chills? Like I'm pretty sure it's happened to you before.
Yep.
I know it's happened to me.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, that's called music fission. FISSON. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe next time if you're listening to music with someone and you get the chills, you're like, oh, I just had some music fission. You could, like, you know, make yourself seem smart.
Oh, do you guys have a song where that happens? But, is there a song in mind? Because I immediately think of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
Really?
She hits that super high note.
Yeah, at the very end. Yeah, it's like, it's high. You know, like, oh.
No, there's a, yeah. No, I have to think about that. There's several songs that make me feel that way. Like where I get that kind of like... the latest song that makes me kind of feel that way is Turpentine by Blink-182.
Yes.
There's a part in it where I'm like, oh, like the end makes me just like, oh, I'm just talking about it right now. It gives me the chills.
You kind of like...
But exactly. It's just, it's fucking, it's a great song. So.
Yeah. And just a couple more real quick here. You know, people think that they always say, you know, Captain America was the first Marvel superhero created, you know. But nah, that's not true. Actually, the Human Torch was the first Marvel superhero created in 1939. But it wasn't about Johnny Storm. It was originally about an android that could control fire.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay.
Yeah. So, and then Captain America was, you know, 1941. So, you know, just a little, you know, bringing it back to our comic side. And since we, you know, went on about the Oscars, this last one, guys, just do you know the longest movie in the world? How long do you think the longest movie runs for?
God, for some reason, I know this, but I... but I can't remember.
I'm going to say like 3 hours, 22 minutes.
No, dude. Gone with the Wind was like 4 hours. Oh. I'm going to guess like 21 hours.
21 hours for a movie?
Don't even think hour. No, anyway. Okay, so I'll just. The longest movie in the world was released in 2012. runs for more than 35 days.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, this movie, Logistics, is what it's called. Yeah. So this movie, Logistics, made in 2012. Runs for more than 35 days, and it's unsure if anyone's been able to sit through the whole thing, but yeah, that's so.
Jeez, just find out who the best boy was on that film.
Yeah, right.
They really are best boy.
No joke.
Wow.
Shoot.
Crazy.
But anyway, yeah, just something to ponder. You know, those are some silly things to ponder and jokes, you know, to go along.
Sweet.
But hey, what do you say we get into some poll results?
Yes. All right. It's been a while. It's been a hot
second. Did we have a poll question?
Yeah, we did have a poll question. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, Brian, if you would check your fucking messages, you would have seen that I put that up on Friday. Yeah, but somebody doesn't like to do that. He just likes to put it on mute and ignore us. I'm not going to be ignored, Brian.
It's true. You
trying will, to big time us like Skeletor.
Ignored. I know. I've tried. You will not be ignored.
Damn right.
I'm going to exile you to Castle Grayskull with Skeletor.
Oh, man.
Brian, just go. And then plot out your sneaky little sneak attacks. No, anyway. So we asked you, what drink... are you going to use to celebrate
Saint Patrick's Day?
St. Patrick's Day, yes. I abbreviated everything when I wrote it down, and so it threw me off. Gotcha. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day. What drink will you use to celebrate? The choices were Guinness, Jameson, or a Shamrock Shake. And it's actually sort of interesting. From 56% to 22% to 22%.
Oh, wow.
People said if they were to celebrate, they would drink Guinness.
Okay.
With 56%, Guinness wins. But Jameson and the Shamrock Shake each had 22%.
Whoa. Yes.
That's crazy.
All right, there you go.
What if you put Jameson in the Shamrock Shake?
I don't know. Yeah, all right.
Anyway, I think that puts it to rest. Yeah, so Big O, those are some facts and jokes on a poll. Back to our regularly scheduled program.
All right.
All right, folks. And when we come back from break, we're going to have the BO report. So hang on to your hats and glasses.
Boy, will it stink.
Here comes a message from Soy Cat Candles.
This and every episode is sponsored by Soy Cat Candles, benefiting shelter animals and treating your nose holes since 2016. Visit soycatcandles.com to shop the latest product. Meow, meow.
During the break.
All right, there we go.
All right.
Good boy.
I miss Wayne.
Yeah, yeah.
I miss him. He kind of guides the ship and... I think we're doing pretty good, though. I think this is pretty entertaining.
There's a good flow
right?
to the show.
Yeah, there's a flow right now going.
We really got to find a real sponsor. Anyway.
we do have a real sponsor, but we need... I know what you mean.
Well,
we need more sponsors.
Another sponsor.
Another sponsor, yes. Yes. We need some sponsors. Which means... I keep flowing with... we should just do fucking Patreon and just like get it done. Let's just do it, guys. Brian?
Patreon,
you gonna
get on that? YouTube.
Brian? You gonna get on that? No. Maybe? Oh, come on. Whatever. All right. I guess, are Patreon, we coming back then?
Let's come back.
Yeah, YouTube. Yeah, we should do YouTube, but I don't know. Brian doesn't want his face on TV.
Well, it could just be you and us doing our stupid Tony shit.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
Tony and our shit.
And then have everybody go to the Knowledge Nothing, yeah. But I think Brian's like, look at the background of Brian. He's doing this on purpose. He needs to be on YouTube. So
what am I doing? That's my bookshelf.
Look behind you. Yeah, I know that bookshelf. You got everything amazing.
All yeah. set. So yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, totally.
It's actually,
yeah. Damn. Look at that shit.
You look at Yeah, you're ready to go on YouTube, man.
That's immaculate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, Brent, you could do. You could be like those old Detroit Lions fans. You could put a paper bag over your head.
Trust me. So the people on YouTube would probably prefer that.
I didn't mean that.
I'm probably one of those ugly dogs that like I'm so like hideous that would like almost be cute in a weird category.
Like, yeah, for the world's ugliest dog, you're almost cute. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Like I've turned the spectrum around. That's right. It's too far one way. I've got to go for the other way. Got to double
like
down.
When you
on
watch
this.
A movie, it's kind of like Madam Web. When it's too bad, it's
so
good.
Bad.
It's
that kind now, of thing. Now I'm a cult classic. That's right. what our show is. Right. Our show is so bad we're a cult classic.
Exactly. I'm down with that. Let's do that. We're a cult classic. The cult classic podcast. All right. And you know what? We're back, folks, from break, and let's just get right into it, guys. It's been a while. So let's welcome back the BO Report.
Welcome to the BO Report. I'm Brian, and I bring the B.
And I'm Orin, and I bring the O.
All right, guys. Well, it's been a minute since we've done a BO report. It's time to talk about our favorite football team from across the pond, the Wrexham Red Dragons. Currently, as of this recording, they are sitting in third place in League 2. Of the standings, which means if the league were to end today, which it doesn't, they would be promoted. But it's been kind of a rocky road so far. March has not been kind to them. They've been kind of on a slump lately. And so far this month, they are one win, one draw, and two losses. And they still have at least two more games to go before this month's out. The season is wrapping up, so hopefully they can keep momentum. They can shift the momentum more on their side, and keep in this race to get promoted. If they fall below third place, then you know, obviously they would be. I think they'd still make the playoffs, and then it's just harder to get promoted out of the playoffs. So hopefully they can just kind of put their nerves to rest, take care of it now, stay in third place, get promoted in the off season, and I think everybody and the town would all be happier for it. But we'll see what happens.
How many more weeks do we have left in the season? I know it's wrapping up.
Yeah. Hold on. I can tell you in a second. I know they got the rest of this month. They have next month. And I believe that is it. So they have six more games in April. And they've got two more games this month. So they have a game on the 23rd and on the 29th of March. So and then so eight games left on the schedule that I see.
All right. Well, let's go Wrexham.
Let's go Wrexham.
Go Wrexham up.
My hockey team is battling for the basement again, which was to be expected. So there's not much to talk about that. I'm hoping for another good draft pick. I'm expecting the NHL to screw over the Ducks again because it's a corrupt league. And the NHL.
Dude, the more we go on, the more we just like everything. We're the old men podcast.
We so
that's what
are.
We should change. We should change our name to the fucking old man podcast because that's just. Maybe we should even just change it to the that's Get right. Off My Con.
It's my
like,
opinion.
Get Off My Lawn
even
podcast.
Though I am very happy with our pick from last year, Leo Carlson. He's a stud. He's the man. I am looking forward to his career in Anaheim. So hopefully we get another high draft pick just like that. But we'll see what happens.
By the way, Brian, I went to the game on last Tuesday in Chicago. So
you mean you went to a fight and a hockey game kind of played in the background? That was quite an event. I saw highlights from that. And Tony, you almost witnessed something I've never seen in a game. And that is
you were telling me that.
A goalie fight.
Yeah. So I mean, it was a bloodbath, though. I mean, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But
score out of the way. Chicago just kicked the crap out of the Ducks, 7-2, I believe.
Yeah, 7-2.
And they put on a clinic. And if I were the goalie in that game, I'd probably want to fight too.
have to say something, guys. Listen, Orange County. I don't know. We need to get our butts in gear. You guys need to get your butts in gear when it comes to being fans, because you aren't even touching the passion that I have seen. I've been to two professional games out here, and both of the professional games in Chicago are unlike anything I've ever seen on the West Coast. And Orange County, we just have it so good that we just don't really care. We just like, yeah, we'll clash. Dude, these people, exactly. Right. It's not when you go to a like this game that we went to. The Chicago fans are just they're bonkers. They're so passionate, and it just makes it so infectious. And I noticed that with the Cubs as well. So you know what? We need to get some like oomph in that with our teams. You know, I think that's the real reason we're not getting into that whole thing, because
maybe some championships would help. Oh wait, this town does win championships.
Yeah, it's just it's crazy though. But I've noticed there's a diverse crowd in. When it comes to Chicago versus Orange County. So you guys need to get your butts in gear is all I'm saying.
Agreed. Luckily, though, this past week, the NFL free agency has opened up, and that has kept me very, very distracted. I think Washington is just trying to sign every free agent out there. I'm not even going to go through all the list. But it is a completely different team than it was last season, except for a few highlights, and that has to do with Orange's team, the Steelers.
Yes, I know. Woo-hoo. Yes, woo-hoo. I read Man. That this week as well.
Woohoo and.
And yeah, woohoo and okay. Yeah. So weird. Congratulations on Russell Wilson, Orin. I mean, but then to fill out the quarterback room. Pittsburgh, they went ahead and sent a sixth round pick that may turn into a fourth round pick depending on playing time for Justin Fields from Chicago.
Yeah.
So in some kind of weird way, all of us are kind of connected here. Me reporting the story, it has to do with Orin's team and the team that's closest to Tony. So,
yep.
But wow, Justin Fields, former first round pick, goes for a sixth round that could turn into a fourth based on playing time. How do you feel about your quarterback situation in Pittsburgh here?
I like it now. like I said, they went and got Russell Wilson, but I mean, they didn't have to waste.
But
any
they
money
didn't pay any money for him, basically, because he's still getting a fat check from Denver.
Yeah, so Denver is paying the whole thing. So yeah, at that point, it was like, okay, if it worked out, great. If not, just
that on paper is a great deal.
Yeah, so they went and got him, and then they released the guy that had been their quarterback, Pickett.
Yeah, Pickett.
Pickett. Yeah. They let him go. And it's like, okay, so you're going to go with Russell then as the starting quarterback? Eh. And then, yesterday, I didn't even know about it until Parker texted me. He was actually working the Laker game yesterday, but we'll get to that. And he texted me and said, Justin Fields. I'm like, oh, wow, cool, okay. So, I'm like, bring it on. Because I think the knock on Fields was he's good, but he, in Chicago, he didn't have he didn't have the coverage. He didn't have, he didn't have time to, make any plays, or it was just, they didn't have, their offensive line was just like, I think. So, Anyway. So yeah, I like it.
The theory is probably let's face it. Right. And we know nothing. We don't know more than the coaches, obviously, or the people behind the scenes. But as a fan, we would say we would probably expect Russell Wilson to start, right? And Fields behind Russell, learning the system, because Russell's signed for 1 year, I believe. 1 year at almost no money. And then
when they initially brought him in, he was going to
They say it's going to be a competition, right?
It was going to be a competition between him and Pickett. Anyway, then they got rid of Pickett. Right, I think they may start Fields and Russell Wilson will be the backup.
Wow, if that happens, I'd be shocked. But we'll see what happens. And, you know, stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
Washington also signed a quarterback. We got Marcus Mariota, and which just tells me that we are for sure drafting with our number two overall pick to get a quarterback. So again, I don't know anything. It's just my theory. And that leaves Chicago clearing the way to also draft a quarterback with the number one overall pick. So
Caleb Williams
should be interesting. Let's talk about the big fight that's going to be happening this summer, July 20th, Netflix, Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Tony couldn't be more excited.
Go Tyson.
Let me just tell you, I don't have a vested interest in either one, even though for nostalgia reasons, I'm rooting for Tyson. I will be watching the fight when it airs. But I have been, through my social media, I've been seeing a lot of clips now of Tyson working out and training.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know how old he is officially.
60.
But...
No, 57, isn't he?
I think. But, man, I would not want to be in a ring with him. I mean, he looks fast. He looks solid. He's hitting with power. And I'm just thinking... Oh my gosh. You know, like if I were his opponent watching these little short clips that he's putting out, I mean, like I'm checking my health plan coverage. I'm checking my will. I'm checking, you know, like I'm saying, like I'm starting to check things off on the bucket list before before the time comes. So
make sure my will is in order.
Right. All my affairs.
Make sure that my family's taken care of. My affairs are in order. I don't know, man.
I'm taking dental records so they can find me later.
There was a rumor going around, but Jake Paul has since been like dispelling it. But I don't give a fuck. I don't trust Jake Paul more than I can throw him. So, but there was reports earlier this week that they were going to be using an ungodly like glove size, 18-ounce gloves. So just so you know, yes, this is what the rumor was: 18-ounce fucking gloves. And what's the, I think the regulation in boxing is what, 6 ounce gloves or something like that? Or
yeah,
six is it 4 ounce or something like that?
Why go different then?
So they can cushion the blow. And then there was another rumor going around that Jake Paul was required, that he had asked for headgear being involved. Which makes total sense to me. 18 ounce gloves and a fucking headgear. I get it. But at the same time, Jake Paul has come out and said that's bullshit. That this guy that is saying this is full of shit. But I just would not fucking put it past him to fucking see him when it comes time. He's going to have some kind of excuse for these fucking huge, ungodly amount of fucking ounce gloves and a headgear. I can kind of see that happening, but we'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah. I don't know. I just want to see Tyson knock him out if possible. If it's, you know, amen. If it's not, you know, played up. But anyway, yeah, because those Paul brothers, they...
They're what shady, round, dude. They're just
what
shady.
What round do you think this ends in? Both, let me ask you guys. What round do you guys think this ends in?
If we're going to utilize the Roy Jones Jr. fight, that went the distance. So I can see this going the distance. Even though I would love to see, I would love to see Tyson knock him out. Tyson actually, when the Roy Jones Jr. fight happened, had a very similar videotape of him knocking it out in the fucking gym. And when it came time to, it did not transcend it. It did not, you didn't see that Mike Tyson in the ring. I can see this going the distance, quite frankly.
Cake is going to play the opening song too.
Cake is?
Yeah, going the distance.
Oh,
we going the distance.
I fell for that one, Oren. I fell right into that one. But I don't know. I think it's going to go the distance. Oren, what do you think?
Same. I think it'll go the distance just because that's the way they want it to do. You know, I don't put any credibility into this fight. I mean, I'll watch it. But, you know, So, you know, just like I said, you know, the Logan, just for the slight chance that, you know, Jake Paul gets. Yeah. Paul's, Logan Paul, I have to admit, he's actually a good wrestler.
I know. Isn't that a shame? Oh, my God.
You don't want to like him?
Dude, did you see Action Bronson, who has, like, if anybody knows who that is, he's, I think he's a musician or whatever, but, man, he's got some fucking in-ring skills, too. Like, his very first match, and he's, like, already doing these advanced moves, but, man, I'm telling you, yeah, Logan Paul has done some very impressive things in the ring as well. So, but I just, Jake Paul is a snake. Everything is never face value with him. There's always some fucking, he's always playing the game, and somehow they're gonna either make more money out of this, or they're gonna try and make a second fight. I don't see it happening where somebody is knocked out on either side. I just don't see it happening.
No, exactly. And I mean, no, and really, that's the bottom line. So they're making money, so good for them.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, that's what it comes down to with everything, really, unfortunately. But, yeah.
Let me ask you guys this question, changing the subject a little bit. What does April 15th mean to you guys?
That's the women's basketball, the NBA draft.
You're absolutely right. I cannot wait to see this. Caitlin Clark.
Yep.
Right now, projected, probably going to go number one overall.
Yeah, and Indianapolis has pretty much said that they're going to take her. So, I mean, it's all pretty much been said.
They say
and done.
That now, but I am
no,
I am, yeah. I am just thinking someone's going to make an incredible offer, and this is where I'm waiting for it because we don't know. We don't know, but these things, like, phone calls are being made, you know, like agents are being talked to, like some team out there is really hitting the books on what they want to give up for a player like this.
But, you know, I don't know if the WNBA, I mean, I know there is sports league, but I don't know if they, this may sound total ignorant. I don't know if they work that way though. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah,
I just.
Where they're not corrupted yet, and it's actually a true system.
I mean, like, they want to sell tickets and jerseys and merchandise and get people in the stands, right?
But what we know is, like, usually, exactly, with the NFL and with the other, to Orin's point,
all the other sports leagues, all these other,
yeah, they kind of go behind the scenes and then they start making and brokering these deals. I don't really see that kind of happening in the WNBA, but I mean, there's a first for everything, so it could be
exactly
the first.
I mean, there hasn't really ever been someone as transcending as Caitlin Clark to make that, you know, happen. So who knows? But yeah, I'm interested to see what happens. And yeah, I mean, if she goes to Indianapolis, then hey,
we'll find out. April 15th. I know it's tax day for most people. Her tax bracket's going to go up that day. So
most definitely, if it hasn't already,
right? So we'll see on that.
Jeez, I went into Shields yesterday, which is like a sporting goods store in here, and it was everybody had the shirt. I was actually going to buy one. I didn't end up buying it. I'll go back there probably either today or tomorrow but buy it. But her shirts are, like, selling out. I mean, people, every single person inside that Shields had one of her shirts. And it's just, you know, it's really cool to kind of see that. And I'm thinking, it was, and they're $35. So I'm thinking, man, I wonder how much money she's fucking raking in sales just on that shirt. So it's crazy.
And the last story I want to cover before I throw it to Oren was a story that Tony actually sent me that I just thought was so, so cool. The PWHL, which is the Pro Women's Hockey League, has done something different with their jerseys that I've never seen before. And the sad thing is I did notice it because I have been watching some of their games on TV, and I am just caught up in the game. I didn't really notice some of the little nuances, but now that I know some of the meaning behind it, I'm really impressed, and I really support it. Tony sent me a little thing over Instagram about their jersey design, and their hockey jersey looks like a normal regular hockey jersey that everybody wears, except for the back and where the placement of their last name. Most people have it going across the back of their shoulders. And in this case, they put their names under the number. So kind of like on their lower back. And yeah. I did notice that while watching them play on TV, but I never thought about the meaning behind it. I just thought they kind of wanted to be different a little bit. But then the story that Tony sent me said it's because of their hair. Mm-hmm. And these women who play the sport often have to throw their hair into a ponytail or a braid or something because they don't want to cut their beautiful hair. But their hair covers their name. And we don't want to cover their name. These are athletes. They should be recognized. You know, we should know who's doing what out there. And they should be recognized for their achievements. And for, like, if I'm saying, oh my gosh, that player is amazing. I don't know who it is. I just know their number because I can't see their name because their hair is covering it. So whoever decided this is a genius. The marketing team, they lowered the name under the number so that the fans could still read the name on the jersey. And I just thought this was such a good idea. I was really impressed. I think it's unique. I want a name of a player, a PWHL player with their nameplate under the number. I mean, it's so unique. I love the whole marketing behind it. And and I just think it brings more awareness to the sport and that the league themselves care about these athletes. They want you to know who these athletes are.
Yep.
And I love that. And I just wanted to shout it out that good job on you guys. Yeah. I hope more leagues follow suit to where you can read the person's name who's doing this because it should be about the player also.
I've actually seen that before. I think in like international sports.
Oh really?
Like basketball and I think I wanna say volleyball. Also,
I can see that.
This is the first time I've seen it and I was really impressed. I was glad Tony sent me that thing because I was totally captivated. I sent it out to a lot of in the leagues that I play in and over my time playing, I've met a lot of women players. And so I, of course, still, friends with them. Some of them play on my team now. I sent it to them too. And they loved it also. They thought it was so great.
Molson Beer is what they did was they have bought the upper, the shoulders, and they are promoting their beer on the shoulders where the hair is actually covering, and they have decided that that's how they're going to do this. Is they bought the promotion rights for the hockey league, and they will pull Molson over the top of the number, and that way they can then move the women's names down to below their numbers. So now it's a cool way of kind of like getting into marketing and going, oh, that's kind of genius. And then also recognizing the players above all else and making them the focus of the jersey. So I found it inspirational. Cool. I thought it was a really creative idea and I'm glad that they're doing that.
Yeah. Oh, that's very cool.
Same.
All right, Oren, are you ready?
I don't have much. I really don't have much at all. I don't know if you guys heard, there's a, controversy, but people are just thinking so the Dodgers and the Padres, they flew to Korea to, play a couple of baseball games, but so the season hasn't started yet. Except for their two games, they're still in spring training. So, but they they fly the Dodgers and Padres to Korea to play two games that count for the season. Two like real, games. And then they come back. And as for the Dodgers go, they come back and then they play the Freeway Series that they do with the Angels every year, but they come back and play more exhibition games, preseason, spring training games.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So people are like,
why? Yeah, you know? what's the purpose of that?
I mean, I know they want to promote, you know, the overseas and everywhere else, but people are saying, why make the games count?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Why don't they just have, you know, because I don't know if they were thinking.
And because, if you really want to think about it, it, to me, it kind of slants the, it slants their season as well. They're not playing a full slate of games. I get you, it's only two games, but that two games, you don't know what happens in those two games. And quite frankly, they should be all played together like everybody else in the fucking league. You should not be able to have these one-offs that are preseason games that are counting for the record. It just, that doesn't make any fucking sense to me whatsoever. It makes it unfair. It makes it more of an advantage to the Dodgers than anything else. Well, I don't see that.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they'll make up for it then. But also, no, literally, you don't know what happened because the games are out here or where, you know, it's only for, you know, 5 o'clock. They're 3 a.m.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Because, you know, it's however many hours Korea is, you know, ahead. Yeah. So if it's like 7 p.m. there, it's like the games are at 3 a.m. So you can't even see them out here.
Yeah.
Or out where we are, you know, and it's like.
That's weird.
So that was just a thing going around. But anyway, just wanted to get that out of the way because I don't know much about it. Just what people are saying that. Let's see what else. So that sort of covers the Dodgers and the Padres, the Angels. You know, unfortunately, still, who cares? As long as Artie's there, who cares? my Lakers. They've actually been playing well as of late, but they haven't been making up any ground because.
Oh, that sucks.
Right now they're fighting. I mean, they're going to make not the playoffs, but at worst, they'll probably be them and Golden State, who they played last night, in the play-in games. So basically, they're fighting for like the 9 and 10 spot. There's a chance that they could sneak up into the 7th spot and not have to worry about playing in, and they'd be in the playoffs just outright. But but they keep losing the games they need to lose. So like, last night they played Golden State and they lost. But let me tell you, this game, it was going along fine. It's actually had a playoff feel. I mean, we talk about fans not really, you know, being, but for some reason they were really into it. And then with about a minute and a half left in the game, something happened where the refs, you know, they call, you know, the players, they can call timeout to challenge a certain call, right? So anyway. Just long story short, the last minute and a half took about a half hour to play because they had 20 minutes of A, reviews, the teams, you know, checking the calls. But then something I had never seen before, they had three times the shot clock. So the Lakers were the. Golden State had scored. Lakers took it out of bounds. And, you know, they get, you know, the shot clock starts. You got 24 seconds, 8 seconds to get across midcourt. And they got to midcourt, and then the clock just stopped at 14 seconds. So they're like, okay, hold on, timeout, stop the game. They go, they try to fix it. Okay, all right, it's fixed. You know, put the clock back up to, they think where it stopped in 16. So they take the ball out. No shot clock. Not starting. 14 seconds. Still sitting there. So, 20 minutes of stoppage to try to fix this.
To fix the fucking shot clock?
To fix the shot clock. So, finally, what they did after all this time, and granted, they're like, so there's only like a minute and a half left in the game anyway.
Yeah.
Or a minute 50 seconds, actually. Or 45. Anyway, yeah. So, it was.
The Lakers were like, they're ready to rock and roll. They're on a roll. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, because of this fucking technical gaffe.
Yeah, they were behind. I mean, I'm not saying this is why they lost. They lost. But they were behind. They got the lead. They got the... go ahead, Brian. But,
is this a home or away game?
It was a home game.
Oh, it was a home game. Okay.
Yeah, it was a home game. So, home, you know, they were the down by like... Yeah. Yeah. So, it was just a whole big... You know, everything can go wrong did at the end of the game. You know, they had got the deficit down to 4 and they were going down to score. And then all this stuff happened with the clock. Like I said, I'm not sure that's not why they lost. But
I do. It's all fucking part of the game, dude. They're fucking keeping everybody down. Everything's a goddamn conspiracy. Everything is. They're fucking keeping those people down. They saw that the Lakers were fucking in within striking distance, and they, whoever that is, the fucking Illuminati, whether it's Turtle Shift, whoever the fucking, whoever is running the show there, stopped the goddamn clock stopped any momentum from going. So, yes, I do think it was that. I think it was a
They're well also behind the mini quesadilla conspiracy.
Yes, exactly. Fucking assholes. And maybe, is there something wrong? Is there something magical about the number 14? I'm going to look that up.
That's right.
I'm going to look, while you're explaining that, Oren, I'm going to see if the Illuminati has anything to do with the number 14. So keep going. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, I can't explain it. I just never seen anything like that before. I was just like, what? Okay. Yeah. So the last minute and a half took about 25 minutes to play. No exaggeration there, literally. Oh, and then another thing I was gonna say, so going back, I mentioned Parker was working the game last night and he met Albert Pujols. And
I saw the picture, man.
Yeah, so yeah, he went up there and he actually sort of broke the unwritten rule that, you know, he went up and said, oh, Albert, you know, I'm a big fan. But
nice.
And so, but then I guess Albert Pujols asked him for his name.
Oh, yeah? Which,
yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I don't know what that would mean, but it's sort of cool. You know, Albert Pujols asks you what your name is. You know, it's like, okay. And, yeah, he said his grip was so... he crushed his hand, basically.
Nice.
He shook his hand and Parker, yeah, he sent me the text almost like right after it happened. And it was just like,
what was the rule that he broke? Is he not allowed to talk to him?
No. He could talk to him. But apparently when they're playing a game, I guess it's an unwritten rule in sports. Like if a baseball player is playing a baseball game, you don't go up and ask him. You don't say, oh, hey, I'm a big fan or whatever. It's some thing. But, so we went back to the station later that night to do the post game stuff. They're like, but Parker, you know, we'll give you a pass because, you know, he wasn't playing that game. You know, it was at a basketball game. He was a baseball guy. So, you know, you got, you know, so basically you get a pass. But yeah, apparently it's taboo or something to go and ask them, hey, you know, I'm a big fan of yours.
I would have done the same thing, Parker.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it was at a basketball game. So he wasn't in, you know, the baseball element. Plus he's, you know, but, yeah, apparently that's... I don't really know the whole thing behind it.
Wow. All right.
So, yeah. So, you know, that was that. And I think that's all I have for the BO report. I do just want to say one thing, one sort of somber thing, guys. We don't have anybody to fight for us anymore.
What?
Because, yeah, as... Brian, as you would say, yeah, we lost a national treasure. Larry H. Parker.
Oh, did he pass away?
Larry H. Parker passed away. Yeah, I mean, and I don't mean to make light of it. That was actually sort of a bad taste joke. But, you know, as you know, his catchphrase was, I'll fight for you. So, you know, I
bet that one guy at 1.5 million, right?
No, 2.2. Was it? What, yeah.
2.1. Well,
Larry H. Parker got me. Two.
You know the story.
That's right.
Larry H. Parker passed away. I don't know how old he was. I think he was
a true Southern California icon.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
But
I'll make sure to pour one out for him later today.
Well, you're drinking that Guinness, right?
That's right.
Well, Wayne is up in the mountains.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, we all mourn in different ways. We all mourn in different ways.
Wayne needs to pour one out for him while he's up there. Yeah, Wayne, if you're listening, I know you're not listening, but you're relaxing.
Anyway, I know that's not really sports, but I just wanted to, you know, get that out there because, you know, I mean, actually, he is well known. You know, you see the commercials everywhere and the big billboard. So, you know, rest in peace, Larry H. Parker.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. All right, and I guess this is going to conclude the Knowledge of Nothing podcast. Hey, Oren, where can people find us on our social media platforms, my friend?
Yeah, everybody, you want to follow us? You know you do. This is how you do it. TikTok is Comencero Uno. 01 in layman's terms. So we say Soda Uno here because we are educated on the knowledge of nothing. Yes. Twitter, I will not call it X. Twitter is at the common one. Instagram is at the knowledge of nothing. Facebook, the knowledge of nothing. And as always, folks, you know, we want to try to make this as interactive as possible. So please, please send us, you know, it doesn't have to all be good. If you have some constructive criticism for us, you know, send it in. We'll be glad to look at it and tell you how wrong you are. But that's,
yes,
you know, info at the knowledge of nothing.
And you're probably part of the, you're part of the conspiracy. So
that's right.
That's how, yeah. That's how we're going to handle any criticism. It's all part of the yes. conspiracy to keep us down. Yeah.
That's right.
Keep us down the and keep our
mini quesadilla. Conspiracy.
Quesadilla is small. Yeah. Quesadilla is mini. anyway, but yeah, info at the knowledge of nothing.com is where you can do that. Guys, yeah. Oh, and also wherever you cares, anywhere, any podcast platforms is where you can find us. And guys, if I may, leave the people with just something to ponder, something to, you know, guys, just remember, if you ever send a text that's just a little too harsh, that's okay. Just put LOL at the end and it'll all be fine.
It's true.
That's all.
See, Brian.
Just a little lol.
Little tips. Yeah,
little tips, you know? Yeah, just little. Just ponder that.
Of course, I would week. Take your guys' texting advice. You guys are just like, you guys are the masters, the pros. You guys, like, I mean, like, do you have calluses on your thumbs and stuff from texting so much?
Well, you would have known there was a poll up this week if you would have checked yours. So there you go.
Yeah, guys. So, you know, keep listening. Thank you for letting us take you to where you need to be each and every week. You can hear more witty banter like this.
By the way, LOL. Yeah, LOL. All right, Brian, what would you like to say anything before we cut off the show, my friend?
Man, thank you all for supporting the show. Help us become a cult classic because we're not good, but we're bad enough to be a classic. Also, drink responsibly today. And I know yes. the show will come out after St. Patrick's Day, right? But the thought is out there. I'm throwing that thought out there. Everybody be safe. Have a designated driver. Be responsible. Have fun, but be safe about it. Make good decisions. We love you guys. Thank you for supporting our show. Help us find Wayne for next week. And
yes,
and, please, and more Wayne. People. Hey, again, we need to up our we're going to up whatever unique listeners or downloads, whatever that may look like for the Peep Taco Challenge in like 2 weeks. So please.
It's already done. Tony's going to be doing it.
No, it's not done. It's not done yet. We're going to leave it up to the people. The people will decide.
People have already decided.
I have a feeling. Yeah. And I have a feeling that Brian's going to call in his family to vote on whether the beeps are going to go for it.
It's already done.
Exactly. Kind of like that one phone call that you made to Hawthorne for some reason.
Didn't make any phone calls, but anyway.
Sure.
Anyway. Little
sneak attacks.
That's right. And please help me convince Tony and Orrin to run for office in 2028 to tackle the issues that need to be tackled. So,
and if you want to hear our platform, listen to City Hall.
City Hall, yes. Yeah, well, yeah. No, there was one thing I forgot also. Speaking of running, and it's sort of sports related. So one of the bus siblings, you know, the Jerry Buss, yeah, they own the Lakers. I guess his oldest son, Johnny? Yeah. Is going to run for president on the independent ticket
of this upcoming election.
This upcoming election, apparently.
Oh, I'll have to check out what his platform is.
And yeah, he's. I'll have to. I'll look it up because he like spent it's like some ungodly amounts of money on hair.
Oh jeez! Alone, fucking forget that.
There you go, Tony.
All right, yeah, no, I was in let until the know. Fucking hair let comment. Fuck that.
Well, at least he's tackling the important issues here.
Exactly. Now, if he had an amendment or something about what he's going to do about my quesadillas, then I would be that's all right. on board.
No, then he's taking your material. You know, like,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But he's using my stuff as part of his
right?
platform.
Find your own
poaching
issue to tackle. Right.
Yes.
You are tackling. meddling what the real people want.
Damn right.
But
oh geez. All right, anyway. we'll have to check that out. Yeah. All right, folks. Again, thank you this week for is being there for us always. And we appreciate you and thank you for taking this journey into nothing. This has been the Knowledge of Nothing podcast. And as always, we will see you next time. And please come back, Wayne. We love you so much, Wayne.
Wayne.
Wayne, please.
Wayne.
All right, guys. Well, hey, I think we did pretty good. I think that was a pretty decent show. I mean, you know, I thought we were going to be done quicker, but hey, it is what it is. We kind of let everything breathe a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
No,
yeah.
It's all okay.
All it's good. Still, it's not the marathon that last week's was.
What? How long was that? Yeah, that was like 2 hours, right? Oh my God. Crazy. And I can't believe that we had, again, like 36 downloads, man. It was just crazy from one person. Brian,
people like to hear you guys torture yourselves, I guess.
Yeah, I
could tell. Oren was fucking irritated. He was just irritated with the whole fucking show, man. He was just like, this is fucking, you guys are being stupid. This is dumb. Well, I was like,
he's 100% right.
Yeah, exactly. I'm listening back. I'm like, at the time, I'm like, man, he's being very harsh. And then listening back, I'm like, he's absolutely 100% fucking correct. He's absolutely correct. And now I've got to fucking do this shit. Hopefully, if everybody votes for unique listeners,
they've already
total
voted. You are doing this. Stop trying to change it.
They have not voted yet.
It's done.
I have to change it. You brought it up that I could put it in a poll. I'm going to put it in a poll.
Nope.
Yes.
For future stuff. For future stuff. This is already done. Okay. You've already committed. They've met your demands already.
They've met your
demands.
We'll see. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Again, I'm going to leave it up to the people, but there you go.
Coward. You coward.
Power to the people.
Yeah. Power to the people. Not just one person. That's Brian's uncle, second twice removed from his aunt or uncle. It's a cousin that's three times or four times removed in Hawthorne, California.
May the Schwartz be with him.
All right.
All right.